Welcome back. I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce, and this is City Views. The heated debate over a pipeline through the Nevada desert and the ongoing battle for water in the West form the backdrop for the latest novel by Utah author Jana Richmond. Today on the program, Jana Richmond is with us to discuss the inspiration for her latest book, The Ordinary Truth. And Jana, good morning. Thanks so much for your time. Pleasure for you to have you here today.
Thank you. Thanks for inviting me.
Jana Richmond is a sixth-generation Utahn whose writing explores issues that she sees threatening to destroy the essence of the West, things like population growth and development. She also writes about relationships and family, and she's the author of the memoir Riding in the Shadows of Saints, A Woman's Story of Motorcycling the Mormon Trail, and the novel The Last Cowgirl, which won the Willa Award for Contemporary Fiction. Her latest novel, as I mentioned, is titled The Ordinary Truth, and you can join our conversation if you've got questions or comments for Jana Richmond. Feel free to join us. 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255. In this latest novel, The Ordinary Truth, you introduce us to three generations of a family who lives on a ranch in the Nevada desert. Tell us about the Baxters.
Well, the Baxters have been on this land for many, many generations, and the family itself is a little bit split apart for a lot of different reasons, as many families are. At one point in the late 70s, a hunting accident took place that killed one member of the family, Henry Jorgensen, who was Nell Jorgensen's husband. And the book is told in the voice of Nell Jorgensen, who's now in her 70s, her daughter Kate, who is now a water resource manager at the Nevada Water Authority, and Kate's daughter, Cassie, who lives with her grandmother, Nell, on the ranch. And then it's also told in the voice of Leona, who is Nell's sister-in-law married to Nell's twin brother. And Leona pipes in now and again because she doesn't trust Nell to tell the story. Nell tends to twist the truth to suit her the way she would like it to be. So the Baxters are a little torn apart, and when Kate announces the water pipeline that would probably drain the water out from under the Baxter Ranch, all of the family secrets, that one issue begins to drive all the family secrets up to the surface.
Certainly water is the central tension in this book. That middle generation that leaves the ranch, and not everybody goes and starts to propose that water be siphoned off the way that Kate does, but it's certainly a dramatic touch in this book. The water issues of the West, how did you get this idea to have as the backdrop for your story?
Well, the story came from a lot of different places. The idea of having three generations of women in one family in a story has been with me for decades. I've just been carrying that idea around. And the idea of when my mother was 13 years old, she lost her father to an accident. And I've always thought that that really changed my mother's life, shot it off in a direction that it would not have otherwise gone. And it made my mother a fearful woman, and it made her a very sad woman, and she carried that with her always. So I wanted to explore that on the page. The other thing I wanted to explore on the page was the idea of motherhood. I am not a mother, and I made that conscious choice not to be a mother, and I've not regretted that choice, but I've always been curious about that. So I wanted to explore this idea of motherhood, and I think it's a job that once you have it, you can't decide you don't want it anymore. And one of the reasons I decided not to take the job was because I didn't know that I would be very good at it, and I didn't know whether or not I would enjoy it. And I don't think you're allowed to talk about that much in our society. So I wanted to explore that. I also wanted to explore what happens to a marriage, a very close and passionate marriage, when a child is introduced into that marriage. So all of those ideas were just kind of wandering around. And when the pipeline was announced 6 years ago, it's such a complex issue. There are no easy answers to that. We can choose sides and we can say, oh, I'm absolutely against that pipeline. That's a crazy idea. But Las Vegas is going to run out of water. And agriculture does use a lot of water. And so there are no easy, simple answers to a really complex question. And that's where good literature comes from, in those places of tension. So as soon as that pipeline was announced, I thought, oh, there's my situation. There's my story. Now I can place all these other ideas, place these characters and these ideas into that story.
We're speaking with Jana Richman. She is the author of the new novel, The Ordinary Truth. And if you'd like to join our conversation, 801-355-TALK is our number. So water, protecting water, diverting water, this is not a black and white issue for you. You know, developers are bad and environmentalists and ranchers are good. It's more complex.
It is more complex. I consider myself an environmentalist. I also was raised in a family. My father was a small-time rancher, and he ran cattle on public lands. And I see all of those issues and the problems with all of those things. But we've built a city like Las Vegas in the middle of a desert. It's a city of excess. It's a city that, and it's in a place that demands restraint. But it's there. It's really hard to shut down a city and disperse its residents and say, I'm sorry, we're out of water, you've got to go elsewhere. At the same time, we've established generations of ranching in the most arid state in the United States. And it takes a lot of water. But those families have been there for generations. It's also not simple to say, you know what, it's time to do something else. Go get a job in Vegas dealing cards, whatever. It's time to do something else. The last numbers that I read, and I don't know if these are still accurate, that agriculture takes about 80% of the water in the state of Nevada. And I don't know if that's accurate as the urban areas have grown, but it does take a lot of water. But it's not as easy as saying, let's leave it here or let's leave it there. There are very real people trying to live very good lives behind all of these stories, whether they've got a job in Vegas or whether they're living in Spring Valley or Snake Valley.
I've only got about 30 seconds left, but I mean, this is not primarily a political statement. It's a novel. It involves relationships and love and passion. That was deliberate on your part?
Yes, it's not a political statement. My job as a writer is not to answer questions. My job as a writer is to raise questions and to get people to think. And first and foremost, my job as a writer of fiction is to tell a good story and to entertain. So I'm not trying to make a political statement, but I am trying to raise questions about these very complex matters and to get people thinking about these things.
The writer Jana Richman, her latest novel, The Ordinary Truth. Jana Richman, thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
City Views is a production of KCPW in Salt Lake City. Our technical director is Jesse Ellis. Ryan Cron composed our theme music. For City Views, I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce.